It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Raquel Maria Dillon. Throughout the pandemic, artists have come up with creative ways to perform without live audiences. The Berklee Repertory Theater turned to sound.
Kids are using flattened cardboard to hurtle down, some of them head first, and it feels fast. Too fast, cardboard scraping as they take the turns, until they fly out the chute at the bottom and then grab their cardboard and run back up the steps to do it all again.
If you're a kid in Berklee or grew up there, or if you have kids in the East Bay, you might be familiar with that concrete slide in Quarternesis Park in the North Berklee Hills. That slide and the relentless march of time is the subject of a short story slash spoken word essay slash podcast episode and part of Berklee Rep's latest online digital production. It's called Place Settings, and it's about Berklee as a place and the meaningful things that happen there. I spoke with Joanna Felzer, the Berklee Rep's artistic director, about this series, and she started by telling me how these stories came together.
We were sitting here in the middle of a pandemic, not able to use our theaters or not able to engage either with our artists or our audiences in the way that we're used to. And we started thinking about how can we be creating and telling stories in this moment. And we became kind of fixated on the idea of audio. Because unlike, you know, some of the Zoom theater presentations that have happened, and some have really been quite extraordinary, but audio really allows you to plunge into the world of your imagination. And I think sound can be such a builder of worlds.
As an audio professional, I'm with you there on the power of sound. I want to go back to the slide. It was written and performed by Itamar Moses. And I know I'm way past the target demographic for that slide, but I love it. I have left, you know, skin from my knuckles and blood on that slide, and I enjoyed every minute. And I'm curious how you think it sets the tone for this series.
You know, for me, I found it so moving. And again, you know, I'm a kid who lived in Berklee a long time as a child, left it for, you know, big swaths of my adult life. And now to be back here is that funny thing where you are plunged back into the worlds of your own youth. And I thought Itamar did such a beautiful job of that, of allowing us at very different transitional moments in our life to reconnect with those touch points. And I think that's such a universal thing.
But the series also takes us on many other journeys, as you say. Can you tell us about some of them?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what was fun was to go to these 10 writers, and we very consciously went to playwrights, novelists, poets, musicians, people who aren't necessarily currently creating stories solely for or even at all for theater. And we asked them each to pick a location within the city of Berklee that was particularly meaningful to them. And, you know, Sean San Jose wrote a really beautiful piece that takes place at the dearly departed Leopold's Records. Richard Montoya chose a cafe that existed on Telegraph in the lobby of an apartment building that was in some ways like Berklee's answer to New York's Chelsea Hotel. Issa Davis wrote about a corner that was in between her music school and the bus stop and just absolutely took us deep into that really liminal moment early in high school where you begin to test the limits of your own independence and that full body awakening to first love.
Kissing somebody wasn't a risk for him, the boy, but it was for me, the girl. I felt I had less power, and I wanted as much power as I had given him. I didn't trust that kisses meant care. I needed more proof. What if his kiss meant the opposite, that he was only using me? Was he shaming me in the eyes of others? Was I easy? Fast? Was being kissed worse than not being kissed? And if I had tried to kiss him that first time in the late afternoon on Oxford and Center, if I had risked his rejection? Oh, the potential embarrassment was too much to even think of.
I want to also talk about For the Record by Sean San Jose. It takes place in Leopold's, and it has a feeling to it. There, I could see that a lot went into the sound design. Can you tell us a little bit more about that one?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Sean wrote a fantastic piece and about, in some ways, what it is to be across the bay from Berkeley and to come to Berkeley, you know, in some ways as an escape from your own teenage reality. Sean, the protagonist of Sean's story, lives in the Mission and so sees Berkeley as both perhaps a little bit provincial, but maybe also a little bit revolutionary. And what it is on a summer night to be plunged into this world, again, not entirely your own, and to see the beginnings in some ways of a revolution begin to take place.
And what happens? I know this is 1986, and we all want to say, it's Berkeley, and we hold on to the California dream. But come on now. We future trip to now, we know, and we knew even more then. Then, here come Berkeley police, red lights flashing and clearing the block just with the sound of their whoop.
What I love about it is this: there's this real propulsive sense of adventure in it. You know, it's not a mood piece, it's an action piece. And I think that's so fantastic.
What you're saying made me think there are a lot of universal themes, a lot of coming of age stories, but there's also something unique about Berkeley as a subject.
I've always thought of Berkeley as a place for dreamers. You know, it's a place of great imagination. I don't know if it's about sitting on the edge of the country. I don't know if it's about always staring out at that beautiful, beautiful ocean and knowing that there are multitudes of stories that we can't actually see beyond it. But it does seem to be a place that has a romance to it, that has a sense of possibility always. And it's a place that, at least for me, and I think certainly for these 10 writers, has contained generations of stories that we continue to draw upon to feed our own imaginations and our own sense of ourselves as artists. And maybe this is a fair moment to say that we so fell in love with this process and audiences were so engaged in it that our next series is going to be Place Settings Oakland. So we're in the process of commissioning 10 writers to create a set of stories specifically for Oakland.
That's Joanna Felser, Artistic Director for the Berkeley Repertory Theater. You can listen to the audio series Place Settings on the theater's website or on your favorite podcast platform. I'm Raquel Maria Dillon. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.